This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is the strong favorite to be Britain's next prime minister and the country's first leader of color. The contest requires candidates to secure the support of at least 100 Conservative MPs by 2 p.m. Monday. That's right now. We are waiting for the announcement from the 1922 committee. It should be coming any second now. Sunak could well be offered the post after former leader Boris Johnson dropped out of the Conservative Party leadership contest. The government party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit last week after 6 weeks in office. Sunak is the only candidate with confirmed support for more than 100 lawmakers, the number needed to run in the election. Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device without any evidence. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're following, please visit us at voanews.com, or you can download our app, search for VOA News. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Syrian men and boys were detained, beaten, and forcibly returned to their country by Turkish authorities over a six-month period, a leading human rights group said Monday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The treatment of migrants living in Turkey under temporary protection is a breach of international law, according to New York-based Human Rights Watch. The Turkish government has in the past rejected accusations of forcibly returning refugees to Syria. Turkey houses the world's largest refugee population, mostly 3.6 million Syrians who fled the decade-long war in their country. Human Rights Watch said deported Syrians told researchers that Turkish officials arrested them in their homes, workplaces, and on the street. They were then detained in poor conditions, with most suffering beatings and abuse, and forced to sign documents agreeing to voluntarily return to Syria. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
More than 3 years after prosecutors in Manhattan and the U.S. city of New York, started investigating former President Donald Trump, the only criminal trial to arise from their efforts is about to begin. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former President Donald Trump is not going on trial, but his company is, the Trump Organization, accused of helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. Trump signed off on some of the checks at the center of the case, but is not charged with anything and is not expected to testify or attend the trial, which starts Monday with jury selection. If convicted, the organization could be fined more than $1 million. Last month, the New York Attorney General filed a civil lawsuit accusing Trump and his organization of misleading banks and others for years about the value of assets. That civil suit seeks $250 million and a permanent ban on Trump doing business in the state. Julie Walker, New York.
Humanitarian officials in Haiti struggle to find words strong enough to describe their concerns over a new, fast-spreading cholera epidemic, trying alarming, chaotic, even a catastrophe. A sizable part of the island's population has been unable to access health care, either by serious fuel shortage or by the brutal armed gangs that control vast areas. Without health care, cholera patients who suffer acute diarrhea can die of dehydration in just hours. And recapping our top story, it looks like former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is going to be Britain's next prime minister and the country's first leader of color. His closest opponent, House of Commons Leader Penny Mordaunt, has withdrawn her bid. Diane Roberts, VOA News.